Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A dense fog advisory is in effect for the listing area until late this morning for Ottawan, Guthrie, Cass, Adair, Madison, Union, and Ringgold counties. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 11 a.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. Dense fog advisory is in effect until noon today. Look for visibilities of 1/4 to 1/2 mile in dense fog. Hazardous driving conditions due to low visibility and potentially slippery roads are possible. If driving, be sure to slow down, use your low-beam headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. Forecast for today is calling for skies to become partly cloudy with a high of 32. The Atlanta Community School District Board of Directors and representatives with a non-certified staff collective bargaining unit are set to begin contract negotiations on Wednesday. The meeting starts at 4 p.m. at the High School Media Center and will be available for viewing live on YouTube, the link to which is in this same story on our news page. The meeting is open to the public. The non-certified staff CBU will present its proposal first, followed by the Atlantic Board of Education proposal. In the last school year, 2020-21, non-certified staff CBU negotiated a 2.31% increase at an estimated cost of $68,358. In 2021, the certified staff CBU negotiated a 2.28% increase for the 2021 school year with an estimated cost of $157,504. The CAM School District vote on the revenue purpose statement for expenditure of state sales tax for school infrastructure and property tax relief will be held March 2nd. The CAM school patrons will have an opportunity to vote on the new revenue purpose statement to direct the district's spending of state penny sales tax revenues. This vote does not impact your sales taxes, according to school officials. Voters in all 99 counties approved this sales tax to upgrade school facilities without increasing property taxes. The silo was originally intended to last 10 years. In 2008, the legislature changed the silo local option into a state petty sales tax to benefit the students in all the school districts. In the 2019 legislative session, they further extended the state penny. The state will continue to collect the penny on retail purchases through December 31st, 2050, and will continue to send the proceeds to all Iowa school districts. As part of this change, the state now requires school districts to determine how they plan to spend the sales tax money for the tax extension and communicate those intentions to their district patrons. The CAM school board has passed a resolution approving the new revenue purpose statement, which states how the district must use the school sales tax funds. Voters have a chance to weigh in on that revenue purpose statement at a special school election, again, as mentioned, on March the 2nd. The statement must follow Iowa law and can only use the funds for specific purposes described in the law as school infrastructure and property tax relief. The law limits the uses for construction, reconstruction, demolition, repair, purchase of equipment, technology, buses, school safety equipment, and other infrastructure and property tax relief needs as defined by the Iowa code, in which voters will see stated on the revenue purpose statement and the ballot itself. The Iowa Secretary of State defines the ballot language for the revenue purpose statement, and it requires it to follow a standardized format. Now, since the revenue purpose statement, or RPS, will direct district expenses for a long time through 2050, the statement preserves some flexibility for a future board to operate within the constraints of the law and consider additional projects or equipment purchases that otherwise would take property taxes to fund. In most cases, other school districts have language which lists all legal uses of the state penny revenue and preserves future flexibility similar to other revenue purpose statement that the CAM voters will consider on March the 2nd. This is not only the opportunity for the public to weigh in, however, if this school board or any future school board wishes to bond using the sales tax revenues to pay ongoing obligations or wishes to spend sales tax revenues on athletic facilities not attached to the school, the new law requires the district to conduct a public hearing prior to either of those actions. If the public would deliver a petition with signatures equal to 30% of those voting in the last school election, then the school board must either rescind the plan or place the bond issue or athletic facility improvement on the ballot for all voters to weigh in. Now, these save uses in the CAM Community School District during the duration of the local option sales tax and state penny sales tax for school infrastructure since 2008, the board has understood students' need for safe technology-ready facilities designed for student learning. The district has used those save funds to update the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning controls, install new windows, provide one-to-one computers and technology leads, LED lighting, among other improvements, and the district says it intends to gather public input later this spring on current facilities and possible major renovation resulting from those conversations. If you need additional information on the change in law or the revenue purpose statement process, visit the district's website at camcougars.org or you can contact CAM Superintendent Paul Cron at 712-762-3238 or email pcrogham@cam.k12.ia.us. That's a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.